Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Gar Lenander. With the Fed announcing the interest rates, we probably should talk about that a little bit, Leanne.
I think that would be a good idea. Don't you agree, Bob?
I do agree, but first we want to get the important stuff.
Oh, the phone numbers.
Right. We want to do the important numbers first.
My phone number is 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997.
And this has been the big thing for the week, to see the Fed raise their interest rates. They decided it was time.
Mm-hmm.
And why do you think it's time?
Well, going by their reasoning, I'm assuming that they want to keep the economy in check. They don't want it to get out of control.
That's right.
You know, and I don't necessarily see that it's out of control at this point, but maybe they want to stay ahead of it.
That's about what they're thinking. Mm-hmm. And they want to be sure that they watch inflation. Mm-hmm. And they are talking about another interest rate next year, but they're going to be very careful. It took them a long time to raise this one. And the markets did react. Do you remember?
They went down yesterday, or the day, I should say yesterday, the day after the interest rates, but...
And they came right back up, didn't they?
Came right back up.
Yeah, the markets are doing very, very well, and they've been going up on a steady basis, just consistently. So you're looking and saying, it's so easy. The markets keep going up, up, up.
But what happens when the market takes a turn down?
It will down the line.
Sure.
There's got to be a correction down there.
Absolutely. It will correct. It always does. It always happens. So let's not get over exuberant about all these rise in the markets, because they will take a downward plunge.
But it makes everybody feel really good. It's almost like a Santa Claus rally that they used to talk about quite a bit, that the markets would take off towards the end of the year. With this raise in interest rate, it took a lot of pressure off not knowing where the Fed was going. The Fed actually finally raise the interest rates, because every time they talked about it, the markets would fall.
Right. They get excited and drop off,
and then nothing happened. Then they come back up, and then they're waiting again for the Fed to say something again. So finally, they did something. And there was quite a bit of discussion afterwards.
All right. But now, let's talk about what or how does the rates affect the market?
Well, what we're seeing here, the stocks are going up. And like I said, there's going to be some reaction down the line, and it's going to go down, and then it'll come back up. If the economy is doing well and the companies are doing well, that means that their prices are going to get more expensive to buy those stocks. Now, there's something else out there. Stocks give growth, and they can give income through dividends. So you're really happy when these companies are doing well and then they're paying nice dividends and you see your stock price rise. But what goes up must come down, and eventually there will be some kind of a correction.
So you're saying be cautious. Be exuberant, but be a little cautious.
And look at the diversification of your portfolio. That's at the end of the year now. So review where your portfolio is. You may have to think about rebalancing a little bit too. The other thing that when the Fed raises the interest rates, we're dealing with a different situation with bonds. Do you have any idea what that is?
Well, don't ask me, because I don't know. Bob, you're the smart guy here.
Well,
what's going to happen with bonds?
Won't bonds become more attractive?
When the interest rates go up, the bond values will go down, which means it's cheaper to buy a bond then.
Oh, okay. There's an inverse relationship between the interest rates going up, bonds go down. Well, stocks. I thought that when the stock market went down immediately after they announced this,
which was a reaction, and then it came back up. But with bonds, what happens is you have a teeter totter effect. If they're going to raise the interest rates, then the bonds are going to be cheaper to buy.
Okay.
Because they're a fixed rate.
and they get a fixed rate in there. But then down the line, if the interest rates would drop, then the bond values would go up, and it would be more expensive to buy the bond.
Mm.
And with bonds, you're looking at income. And so bonds give income, stocks give growth plus income through dividends. There's two different things going on here. You look at what happened with the bonds. Okay, the interest rates are going to go up, so you're getting more interest, but your bond, if you were going to sell it, wouldn't be worth as much. And when we look at the interest rates going up, it's going to cost people more money to buy houses.
To borrow.
And to borrow houses.
Car payments are going to go up.
And when you're looking at CDs, that means you're going to get more interest at the bank on your CDs. So there's a blessing there. But it does have an effect on the economy long term. So we're going to keep a good close eye on what goes on with not only the markets, what goes on with the bonds, and what goes on with your savings accounts, your CDs, and also, Garwin, your annuities.
Well, annuities also are affected dramatically, as is life insurance. And let's just talk about both of those separately. Let's take the life insurance first. I've been talking for the last couple of years that if you've got a whole life or a universal life policy from a company, you need to get a current status from that company to see how much longer that policy is going to last with these low interest rates. Many of the major players have quit the market because they can't afford to stay in the market keeping these contracts in force. And they're kind of leaving the client hanging out to dry because these interest rates have dramatically affected the cash value growth. And those older policies that have been in force 15, 20, 25 years have been built on a interest rate of 4 or 5%, and the companies ain't getting it, and they're hurting dramatically.
So they can't build their reserves, you're
saying. So they can't build their reserves up, so they're really hurting. And so that's why I keep telling the people, if you've got an old contract, at least write to the company or call the company and ask for a current status of your contract to see how long that thing's going to last. Because all of a sudden, you're going to get a letter someday. Trust me, I've been involved in too many of them, saying, Bob, your policy that you've been paying $800 a year, we're running out of money, and you're going to have to go to $3,300 a year. Uh-huh. And when Bob throws up and says, I can't afford that.
Yeah, what happens?
What happens? Well, you're going to lose your policy if you can't do something about it. You may have to reduce the face amount. You may have to just drop it. You may have to sell it. There's a lot of things you can do, but none of them are real good.
None of them are pleasant.
None pleasant. So that's the point, is to the people who have these old whole life and universal lives, you need to get a current status. Now, let's go on to the second part of that, and annuities. This is going to affect the annuities. Not so much the fixed annuities, because those rates, they will affect them, but not for a while, because those are basically done on a 3 or 4 or 5 year basis. But on the index and the variable annuities, that's going to help those accumulations, because again, the insurance companies have been hurting trying to keep those interest rates up.
And we need to talk about what a variable annuity is.
A variable annuity is a fixed annuity with a mutual fund wrapped around it. So it's really dramatically based on the values of the stock market. And so they have not performed well at all.
No, not recently. They haven't. Now they'll start performing.
They'll help. This quarter will help them. I don't know how much, but it will help. Every little bit helps.
So one thing that people need to do is sit back and say, okay, this is where I am right now in my investments. Review your investments as we come to the end of the year. And as you review your investments, you may have to change your allocation a little bit. What are you looking for? Are you looking for growth? Are you looking for income? Where are you going to find that growth in income? And what I'm talking about there, I'm talking about the fact that with the raise in the interest rates, you're going to have a growth in the income from for instance, your CDs and your bonds. So you're going to have growth in the share price of stocks, but you've got to understand, when are you going to sell and when are you going to buy? So there might be a stock out there you really want. Well, right now, that stock may be too expensive for you to buy because it's really, really gone up. And you might say, oh, boy, I need to have more money in the bank. Well, then you better look to see what the CDs are going to pay and what your interest rates on your checking account or your money markets are going to be. Now, also, you have to look at the fact as to coming to the end of the year, if you have a stock that has really grown and grown and grown, and if you're going to sell it and you have a capital gains, maybe that's the kind of stock that you want to pass on to somebody in your family. Because then you're moving it out of your investments and giving it to a family member, and then they can hold that stock until the point in time when they decide to sell it or when they decide to use the dividends or whatever that may be on that stock for their gain.
Or you might want to give it to a foundation.
That's right.
Or a charity.
Because and that's one way to pass that growth
on. That growth on and get that out of your high cost that you would be hit with because of the growth of this value, whatever the value happens to be. And remember, this is near the end of the year. And if you're going to give things away...
Now is a good time to think about
now
it.
Well, if you're going to take it for 2016, take a deduction, you got to do it pretty quick. And don't wait until the 28th of December because there's paperwork that needs to be done, and that paperwork may take some time.
Then be sure you watch everything with your investments now to the end of the year, and be sure you know where you're at so you can plan for the next year.
Leanne, give your phone number again.
651-365-5000.
Mine is 651-436-3997.
And this is our last show for the year because the next two Saturdays we're going to have Christmas music and music to fit the season. So we want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You can't say Merry Christmas. That's politically
I can.
On this station, you can say
Oh,
Merry
you can
Christmas.
Say, oh, okay.
Yeah. I can, too.
Well, I would say it anyway. I don't care if it's politically correct or not. But
Let me put it this way. Have a very nice holiday season.
No, Merry Christmas. But we've got a couple. We got another minute left, yeah. But I just want to go back to that gifting. It's very important that you get that done before the end of the year if you want to take credit for it on your taxes for this year.
You can't retroactively.
You can't retro on those things.
On those things.
And that paperwork has to be done. And people all of a sudden get excited about on the 28th of December as you race around and try to get it done, and it just can't get done that fast. So if you're going to do it, you need to get some paperwork, get the paperwork all signed, and get it to the foundation, the gift, wherever it's going. And then you take your credit for it. And life insurance is a great way to pass on money to somebody, whether it's a foundation, children, grandchildren. Why? Because it comes income tax free. That's always a very good gift to give. Life insurance. Everybody likes the life insurance. They don't get the benefit necessarily right today, but ultimately it's going to be a good one. So, Leanne, quickly your number.
651-365-5000.
651-436-3997. Merry Christmas.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.